grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Sing along at home.
Chris Valley!
Hello. Good afternoon.
What's up, Chris?
I feel like I need a catchy call sign or something.
Okay.
Do you have a bat sign? Is it like...
A what?
Light pollution?
Like a bat sign? Is there a bat sign for Chris Valley that we shine a signal up into the night sky and you appear?
I'll be there. Sure, it's more just of a shine smoke that signal. I'll be there. Except during lockdown. I won't be there.
Righto. Okay. Well, we've got you here, though. We can still rake you of your knowledge over the phone. It's just as powerful.
Well, thank you. I am struggling to hear you. Jeez, the bloody phone line's out this way. I tell you, they turn them down, I think. But hey, speaking of struggles during the lockdown, I hope everyone's going well for that. But there's been a guy in the paper ripped off a Dunedin cannabis buyer, took law into his own hands. And unfortunately, what's happened here is he's been ripped off for his weed and he's gone around. This did happen pre-lockdown, just by the way. But it's kind of illustrated, I think, some of the issues around keeping cannabis illegal and the outcome of our referendum last year to do so. So he's gone around and he's been ripped off. He hasn't been supplied as a hundi. And he's gone around with a imitation firearm and got his money back. But in the process, the neighbour has called the police. It's all escalated, and he's found himself in serious trouble. But the dealer also, of course, when the police came around, he had all the classic accoutrements, shall we say, and has ended up with a more severe penalty, which I think, anyway, he was there off. But it turns out, well, the interesting part of this, it turns out he's the same guy. People may remember a couple of years ago, a guy ripped off some French tourists and they beat him up quite badly. And I think they got deported or something for that. But
same dealer.
Same guy. Same dealer.
So have we got any pictures of the bags? Or would we like to see what the problem is?
I think
is.
We need pictures of that guy. No, he is named. It's in the Otago Daily Times and reprinted in the Herald. And so people could know exactly who this guy is. And but it just shows the consumer protection, yeah, don't take the law into your own hands and going around with a bloody firearm or imitation thing. Jeez.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But what
was the deal, though, that he got ripped off? Like, how did he get ripped off?
It was a hundi that did not get supplied.
Oh, he didn't get anything. Just paid the money.
Didn't get anything, yeah.
Guy walked around the corner of the dairy. Next thing you know, you got less $100.
It happens, right? It happens. And people need consumer protection. They need to be able to go to somewhere and say, hey, this person has ripped me off. Would it just like anything else? Or, in actual fact, it probably wouldn't even happen. I mean, very seldom does a shop just like take your money and not give you anything,
That would be awkward. That'd be really awkward. I'm just going to go out the back and you're just standing there kind of like, hey.
A bad case of vigilante justice gone wrong.
So, hey, don't do that. But also, it did make me think, it's even more important at this kind of time when we're all in kind of lockdown and locked away and, without cannabis law reform happening, I mean, A, we need maybe some sort of emergency, maybe one of these public health orders could be passed in the interests of that people don't go out and about. Because it was a very quick lockdown, and if you're caught without any weed...
It was fast.
Everyone's getting their alcohol deliveries, but if you're caught without any weed, I mean, and you only need one person out there, right? And I'm not saying it's the right thing to do right now is to go off to your dealer and get some herbage. Your dealer might actually have a very good sanitizing practice, for all I know. But I'm not saying to go out and do that. But from a public health point of view, even if one person goes out there with who's infectious, that could start it all off again. And so having... some form of a tolerance for growing your own cannabis, but that's a few months if you can get the seeds. But tolerance for mail order supplies, and by tolerance I mean open tolerance. Say it as a policy, maybe put it in one of the public health orders that they're publishing, that no one will get busted for sending cannabis to other people through the courier system, and keeping everyone going and not having to leave the house.
It's interesting. It is interesting. I mean, 50% of the population, be a few people struggling out there. Let us know how you're getting on. 5395. Get a conversation
right on.
Now, you've sent through a fluff piece, Chris, about a Taranaki medical startup.
A fluff piece. That's your words.
That was rough, man.
There's a company down in Taranaki. It was one of the few local kind of cannabis news stories of the week, apart from that the one we just talked about. And that's they're listing or wanting to list. Apparently, they've applied for or possibly been approved to list on the stock exchange. And so that would be the third one. And this is Green Fern Industries, so down in Taranaki, and have a little hydro dam and another operation down on the South Island somewhere. And I believe they're doing a few things with hemp as well. Mm-hmm. And but you know, it just kind of shows, you know, there's a bit of positivity out there and a bit of enthusiasm still. Because contrasting with that, I guess Russell Brown, loyal listeners of course will be very familiar with Russell Brown.
Hard news.
That's right. Well, he's done the hard news on the Drug Foundation's website. D-Day approaches for new medicinal cannabis scheme. This went up yesterday. And he's done a very good job of explaining what's actually going on. And we've talked about it a few times here, but he's kind of put it all in one place, which is great, with all the kind of the various shortcomings of the scheme. But in particular, we have this transitional period that's about to expire on the 30th of September. It's been extended twice already, and they're not going to extend it again, the government is saying. And so post, from 1 October, there will only be 4 Tilray products approved, no flower, and Sativex, and the very expensive one that a lot of people are not happy with. And so what that means is that the products, all the other products, there's about another 10 out there at the moment under that transitional scheme, they won't continue. And so the price per, the choice for patients will dramatically decrease, but also the price, because Tilray's at the upper end of the price range for patients. So to give you an example of kind of what, you know, there was a study we talked about last week where CBD was shown to increase wellness and reduce anxiety and depression, and particularly a good thing right now. Well, I actually read the study a bit deeper after that and realized, hey, it was actually of COVID frontline healthcare workers.
Wow.
They were the people they were giving it to. And in this study, going, well, these are people suffering burnout and exhaustion, and they got reductions in scores of that, and as well as anxiety and depression. So that was really interesting. The other interesting thing was there were 5 among them that had serious adverse effects, like issues with their liver enzymes. And so that's interesting. It's quite a high proportion, I thought, but in terms of the number of subjects, which I think was about 100 from memory. So, something that again shows you that the kind of doctors probably do need to be involved. But I think there was no pre-screening at all. They just kind of gave it to everyone that was working at these hospitals. And so perhaps, you know, a bit of pre-screening might improve that too. But the amount they were giving was 300 milligrams a day. Overseas, of course, it's very cheap. It's probably a couple of bucks or something. It's just an over-the-counter thing. You just go into a shop in America and buy. But here, under the current model, that 300 milligrams a day, that's going to be $18 to $30 is what it's going to cost you, the patient. And there's no, you know, subsidy by ACC or WINS or Pharmac yet. But post-September 30, you'll be at the $30 range. You won't have that $18 option. You'll be paying the $30 a day equivalent for that. And it might even go up from there. Anyway, check out, as I say, it's on the Drug Foundation website, and Russell Brown's done and we've linked to it from the normal page on Facebook too, if people want to check it out there.
Okie doke.
Nice. And Hemp Store News, what do you have for us, Chris?
Mate. Hemp Store News. Well, our website's going. We are, of course, being hemp, being food and good for your body and toiletries and good for cleaning and things like that, and you know, warm clothing.
The list goes on.
So we do actually almost a tobacconist. So almost everything we do does actually qualify, which is great. And being able to operate, you know, the store's closed, but we can still operate our website. So people want to put in some orders. We've got the courier coming every day taking deliveries and things. So get in there. But our big news really is that we just last night have made it to the finals. Oof. Of the Westpac Auckland Business Awards.
Excellence in community contribution.
The Community Contribution Award.
The Hemp Store.
Right. And we're in
pretty powerful company, as well.
Like Eat My Lunch and World Vision and, you know, like these super overachieving kind of organizations. And there's us too. So, you know, I'm pretty stoked to be there, to be honest. And pretty cool of the judges to be open-minded enough to even let us in, let alone have us make the finals, I thought. So, you know, and you know, I think, you know, want to acknowledge all the team and our customers and everyone that we do work with to try and make the community a better place.
Chair to the chair, bro. Nice one.
Right on.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. We'll leave you to it, and people can check out the Hemp Store online, and if they need to get an order, and they can do.
Right on. And you guys stay safe, and everyone out there, hope you're all got some herb, and if you haven't, then talk to your doctor. Because, you know, if it's helping you out with your mental anxiety or whatever, then you qualify. And most doctors are doing telemedicine now. Or if your doctor isn't, then there's cannabis clinics that are. And it can all be delivered remotely to your home. So get in there and take advantage of this medical cannabis scheme. See if you do qualify and can get some.
Rad.
Awesome.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
All right. See ya.
Do it.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a